When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Out of all of the 20 things that I've learned in growing up, here is the most important one that I think about every single day. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to I'll Be Your Sister, a weekly podcast hosted by me, Ellie Zeiler, where I give you all the sisterly advice you could ever need. That feels so weird to say. I have not said that in so long. Guys, I am so excited to be back in my sweats with no makeup, talking to you guys and ready to talk about some knowledge, some things that I learned. Okay, so this feels very similar to what happened and how I felt when I stopped making YouTube videos, and like a year or 2 years later, I got back on to posting YouTube videos. This feels like I'm catching up with an old friend that I haven't seen in a very long time, which is very weird because whenever you hang out with an old friend, you feel like, oh, you already know me. Like, you should already know these things about me. But then you talk about a story with like an ex-boyfriend and they're like, oh my gosh, you were dating someone. And you realize that you really have to catch them up on everything. Okay, so later in this episode, and what this whole episode is about, to give you some backstory, is I am turning 20 this week, which feels very weird. When I first got on social media, I was 16. I started this podcast when I was 17 or 18. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the 20 things that I've learned in my 20 years of living. So stay tuned for that. But first, I wanted to give you guys some life updates, talk about what happened to the I'll Be Your Sister podcast, and talk about the rebrand of it. Okay, so as we know, and I think I talked about this in the beginning of me doing I'll Be Your Sister, is I really wanted this podcast to feel like I was giving my life and personal experiences to you guys to help benefit you. And to be honest, I feel like it turned into something that was not that. My whole intention for this podcast was because when I was growing up in school, I would listen to podcasts at my lunch and break hour, which is like 20 to 25 minutes, and I would turn it on and feel like I was really learning something, or felt like I was on FaceTime with a friend. I felt like as more people and like more businessy people came into my podcast and tried to help me with it, it steered away from what I really wanted it to be. And it turned into like, you know, interviews and recordings and trying to like have to look good on it and 40 minutes and things like that. And the whole point of this podcast was so that I could sit down, talk to you guys and help you guys with what's going on, give sisterly advice. Because I didn't grow up with a sister, I feel like I've learned a lot of things, not necessarily the hard way, but like in deep, deep detail, I've learned a lot of things, and I like to keep it in my back pocket so that I can talk to you guys about it. Okay, so some life updates that I was thinking about this morning when I was walking to go get a smoothie. Guys, I actually, this is complete side note, this is my ADHD kicking back in. The worst feeling is when you pick a smoothie and you pay for it and then you try it and it's bad. I did that this morning and I paid like $12 for a smoothie from this like local smoothie place in my new hometown, which is a life update for you guys. And it was so bad. And then my mom remade one. Anyway, what I was thinking about today are all these life updates from the last time that I was filming I'll Be Your Sister. I guess the first things that come to mind are I moved away from LA to San Diego. I live back with my family again. I moved back 3 weeks ago, but I gained so much knowledge and experience from getting to live in LA that I'm really excited to dive into in later episodes. Since the last episode, I had a relationship, I got a new boyfriend, and we broke up. So I have plenty more boy stories to talk about because that relationship was kind of a crash and burn right in my face. So we will be talking about that. I started school again. I actually go to UCLA now. A lot of people ask me how I moved home to San Diego but still go to UCLA. And the answer is I do most of it online, but I actually, after recording this podcast, I'm driving to LA to go to school. So once or twice a week, I drive back to LA to go to my in-person classes, and that's how I have been balancing all of it. So a lot of stories that have happened, a lot more life updates that I think are going to come out through time. But for now, I wanted to get back to the main topic of this specific podcast episode, which are the 20 things I've learned in my 20 years of living, which I think a lot of people could hear, and maybe that sounds a little stupid because I, at the end of the day, am only 19 years old. But I do think, like, again, I have learned a lot of things that I think a lot of people my age are going through. And so I just wanted to talk about it and maybe talk about some things and reflect a little. For me, turning 20 feels very icky and interesting. I think that my thoughts on turning 20 and just getting older in general is that I feel like my whole life I have been told that I act older for my age. Even when I was like 15, 14 in middle school, people were like, oh my gosh, you act like you're like 25 or 30. And I get it. I've been getting it my whole life, really, is like I talk about things. And even being 19, I feel like there's this essence of being a teenager that you're supposed to act a certain way. And so when you act like even just like bare minimally a little above that, people think that you're way more mature. And I think like it's something that I am really, to be quite honest with you guys, scared of is starting to get older, because then people expect me to act like these things and I will no longer, maybe it's a little selfish of me, but it's like I'll no longer get praise from people that are older than me saying that I act older for my age, because then at some point I'm just going to be my age and expected to act that way. I know that like if you're listening to this and you're, I guess, older than me, being 19, you're probably going to listen to this and be like, oh, come on, like you're still so young, all these things. But I don't know. I think like a lot of people, if you have struggled with this too, even just from turning like 17 to 18, or like 20 to 21, I feel like my mom always says that these years specifically in life are such pivotal years where even if you don't make like the biggest changes in your life, these years from like, again, 18 to 19, 19 to 20, 20 to 21, if you literally did nothing, you still would grow so much because they're such pivotal years in our lives. So I'm coping with trying to not make 20 feel like a big deal. I feel like I've been a teenager for literally 45 years of my life, and on one hand, I'm very excited to learn about what my 20s have to offer, but on the other hand, I am sad to let go of my teenage years, because I always say, like, I love being a teenager. Not like I loved being a teenager, because to be honest, a lot of it, like in middle school and high school, as we know, I talked about it in earlier episodes of I'll Be Your Sister, were pretty hard for me, but I just, like, there's something so, like, there's just like an essence that being a teenager has that I think I'm really gonna miss. But I'm also very excited for my 20s. So I don't know if anyone else can relate to this. Hopefully I'm not sounding crazy talking about this. But I guess I just wanted to preface that like these 20 things that I've learned in my life have probably been the 20 things that I've learned in the past 5 years of my life, because obviously I was growing up for the first few years, obviously. When I read these 20 things and when I read this list, I do really feel like I have grown and I'm kind of ready to be, I guess, in my 20s. All right, starting off with the first one, which I was getting kind of deep into when I first started this, is this concept of don't tell everyone everything. Again, I really want to make a full podcast episode about this because after talking to most of my friends, we all really, really struggle with this. But just something that I've learned growing up and in the past couple of years, especially living in LA, is that not everyone has the best intentions. Even if you have good intentions for people, people might not always have good intentions for you. There is such thing as, I'm still trying to learn about it, but the concept of evil eye, which is if you tell your friend or someone in your life something good that's happening, for example, like I stopped telling people when I was going on first dates because I was going on these dates and I felt like they were turning out bad. And in my head, I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, am I telling like the wrong person in my life about these dates? And are they like putting this bad energy on it? That sounds very voodoo of me, but it's just the way that my mind works. So I do want to make a full podcast episode about like how to not tell everyone everything. Because I think something that like I really struggle with is feeling like I need to overcompensate with new people that I'm meeting and feel like I need to tell them my whole life story so that they like me. And I'm really trying to not do that anymore. Okay, number two that I've learned about myself is to take care of your body now. I have gone 20 years now of not doing drugs, vaping, or smoking weed. And like, I personally feel very proud of that. I don't want to talk about other people or other people's experiences because those are your experiences. These are just the 20 things, you know, that I personally have learned. But I think like going back to that is like, I'm also like one to say that like, I have treated my body badly in the past just with like eating and things like that, and alcohol, stuff like that. And I think like just something that I've learned is to take care of your body now. I watch a lot of TikToks of like 45-year-old women being like, here are things that as a 45-year-old woman, I feel like I wish I knew when I was 20, and I always like to watch them. And one of the biggest things is to not treat your body like a trash can when you're so young, because it will catch up to you. So I think like that's just something that I wrote down on my list. Okay, some of these things reading this list honestly contradict each other, but that's why like I kind of want to get through some of them because I was just writing them down off the top of my head. But number three says now is the time to do what you want in life and in business. I truly believe that like right now is when you can be fearless and when you should start things. And I think like a lot of times people my age have this mindset of like, oh, I'm so young. Like these are the times that like I can just party and get away with like sleeping until 2 and 3 and things like that. And I just have become, I don't know. I really, it's funny because it goes back to the concept of like this revamp of I'll Be Your Sister, is I really want to encourage us and like not be like a motivational speaker or anything, but like really push all of us to be our best. Like that's the type of friend that I personally look for. I want to give advice, but also I want to push you guys to be your best. And so I think like that's the basis of this new revamp of I'll Be Your Sister. So I think a lot of these tips go along with that. Exactly. Number four kind of goes along with number three, but it's this concept of trying to invest your money now and put some away. I just think like growing up, any sort of money that I made, my parents always told me that you should put at least half of it away because it gives you such a big self, like way of self-confidence. Even just in the sense that like, when boys treat me badly, for example, I know that I have like things that I can fall back on. And it always gives me the sense of like, you can't treat me badly because I am good on my own, which I think is something I've really, really been focusing on just in the past couple of years. So I really like that tip. Nice, Ellie. Okay. Number five is don't be so hard on your past self. You should cringe at your past self. I think like this really, really is important for me because I was always very ashamed of, honestly, I was very ashamed of like me starting social media and how I got started on social media and even like my old content, even just up to like my old YouTube videos or my old dancing content, things like that, that people make fun of me for. And instead of having my mindset be like, oh, that's so embarrassing, like I wish I could erase that from the internet, I switched my mindset to being like, no, those are the stepping stones that I needed to step on to get to where I am now. And so I should not be ashamed of that. And it's okay to cringe at your past self because that simply just means that you are growing. Okay, my sixth thing on my list is it's okay to change your goals. I think like I, and if you've been following me for a while, I think like I always had this idea of going to NYU and being in film and things like that. And for the past 5 years, I really made that my identity with people that I had just met for the first time. I was like, here are my goals that I've had since I was 15 years old. And again, it also goes back to like growing up in a place where if you aren't very goal oriented, people will look at you as a failure, which I definitely experienced a lot growing up. I finally realized that maybe I don't want to do the goals that I was constantly putting on myself and telling people for the past 5 years of my life. And that is okay because I have new goals and they aren't to go to NYU anymore. Look at me. I ended up at UCLA and like that's a great school as well. Obviously, I know I'm just like talking right now, but it's totally okay to change your goals as you're growing up. They're supposed to change, actually. All right, number seven is something that I really, really focused on, especially in my last relationship with this guy that I was dating, is that every relationship is a learning experience. Point blank, period. That is all I'm going to say for that. I, again, want to get into further detail and I wish I could talk more and more about these things, but like stay tuned for new episodes coming out about these. Every relationship is a learning experience. Leave it at that. All right, number eight is try and really get to know your friends and then / actually make friends. I think I went through this phase growing up that I was constantly isolating myself and telling myself like, oh, I don't need friends. I don't have friends. Like constantly not complaining, but making it a personality trait that like, oh, me, Ellie Zeiler, like I don't have friends. I'm too good for that. Which is just so embarrassing for me to even say out loud because in the past year, I have really tried to work on that and make friends and really go back to number eight on my list, which is really try and get to know my friends. I try to ask my friends questions and I want to make a podcast episode about like how to make really good friends, but I really like that for number eight. Okay, number nine is where I really start to contradict what I was saying in the beginning, but I also really, really like this one and I think it'll relieve a lot of anxiety from a lot of you guys, which is something that I've realized in my 20 years of living, which is there is nothing wrong with wanting to have fun. I feel like most of my life, I stopped myself from doing things that I was embarrassed to want. For example, I always wanted to go to like high school parties, but I was afraid that it would make me look like I wasn't focused on my life. And I think like my brothers really struggle with this as well. I think like it has a lot to do with how I was raised, but I just think like there is nothing wrong with having fun. A lot of you guys know that I recently went to Israel for, the second time in my life, actually a few weeks ago. And again, I want to get into this further because it's not enough to talk about on this episode. But I really walked away with just this concept of like life is supposed to be fun and we're supposed to enjoy life and not everything has to be so hard all the time and you don't have to be so strict on yourself all the time and it is okay to want to have fun. Okay, number 10 is find someone that wants you to be a better person in a boyfriend. Okay. So basically my last relationship, I got into a relationship with this guy and I felt like he he liked me for all the things that I was in the beginning. And like, that's what made him want to date me in the beginning, is like that I had a career and that I was pretty and things like that. I'm not calling myself pretty, but like, you know what I mean? But then we started dating and it's almost as though like he took all of those things that like that he liked about me and was scared someone else would like me for it too. So he like wanted, he was like, would tell me to like, oh, you don't need to work out. And then I ended up like not working out anymore, or being like, oh, like you don't need to like keep working on this career all the time. Like you're good. Like, come on, like you've succeeded so much. And that is just not someone that I want to, like, I want to look for someone that makes me a better person and that encourages me to be the best version of myself. All right, number 11 is don't ditch the people in your life for boys. I think this is a total canon event that we all experience growing up, especially with like our first couple of boyfriends, is we ditch people in our lives. For me, my first relationship, I ditched most of my friends in, and then actually, it's quite sad to talk about now, but in my last relationship, I really ditched my family for this guy and for his family, and it's just something that I learned that I will never do again. Number 12 is speak highly of the people in your life. I think that like something that I've learned honestly just in the past few months is how you speak about your friends is really a reflection of who you are, not a reflection of who anyone you're talking about is. And I think like this is something that is very important just for me and for, I guess, other people to hear, is like when you're in a group of people and your friends aren't in the room with you, to be able to only bring positive things to the table when your friend's name is mentioned in a room, I think is such an important part of life. And something that I think like we all learn and grow when we're growing up. All right. Now we're getting into like some chiller ones and some fun ones. Number 13, when you're sad, you should watch a rom-com. It's funny because I was really, when I was writing these things, it was very, like just in the moment. I just finished watching One Day on Netflix and I bawled my eyes out last night finishing it. But I started it because I was kind of like in this, I don't know, I was like at night and I was feeling like, how am I ever gonna find a boyfriend again, stupid things like that. And I decided to watch a rom-com because it just makes you feel so much better about life and very hopeful. Some of my favorite rom-coms that I highly recommend watching are, I love the movie Wedding Planner, I love the movie Home Again. Bride Wars is so good. One of my favorite movies of all time is 13 Going on 30, 16 Candles. Okay, hopefully that's enough. That's enough for you guys to start your list. And if you guys watch them and need more, please DM me and I will send you more because I'm the queen of rom-coms. All right, number 14 is when you feel like shit, go get your nails done. I wrote this because yesterday I was just feeling so gross and I don't know, I was just like on my computer working all day and I was like, you know what, I need a new energy, I need something new. So I went and got my nails done and I felt a lot better. Number 15 is something that I've really learned honestly just in 2024, but it's something that I really want to take into my 20s with me, which is the concept that there will be days when you're just going through the motions, and to in those days really stay hopeful for exciting days in the future. I think like in the past year or 2 years, I've really got addicted to having constant change in my life. And that's something that I think I've always struggled with, is when things are good and my days are just like going through the motions, I decide to kind of self-sabotage and try and create drama or just create motion in my life. But I think like those are really the days that I've learned the most about myself and gotten to be the most creative. And so, I don't know, I always go back to thinking about number 15, which is when you're sad and when you feel like every day is the same, you should feel hopeful for things in the future. Because the fact is like you are going to have exciting days in the future. Hopefully you're going to get married. You're going to have a wedding. That's exciting to think about. You're going to graduate college or high school. That's an exciting thing to think about. You're going to get asked out on a date. Like all these things are going to happen. And so to be able to like get through the normal kind of boring days, you're just closer to getting to the fun ones, if that makes sense. Number 16, something I've really, really driven home and realized is if a guy wants to date you, he will make it happen. I think I spent so much of my teenage years playing games with guys, trying to make them like me. And something I've really realized in my last two relationships are if a guy wants to date you, he will date you and he will make it happen. And if he's playing games with you, he either is not mature enough or it's just not going to work out. Like, your perfect boyfriend is not going to leave you undelivered for hours on Snapchat. And I wish I could tell 15-year-old Ellie that or 16-year-old Ellie that, but I had to learn that so I could get to 20 and really realize it. All right, number 17 is something that I realized with moving out, which is the fact that food should be fuel, not random shit, is what I like to say. Basically, long story short, is I moved out and all the things that I couldn't get or eat when I was living at home, such as Gushers and chips and things like that, I would like mass order when I moved out and just only eat that and not eat protein or things that were fueling my body. That's something that I really want to talk about on a later episode, is like just the concept of food. I think like also the concept of something that I've realized, which is that at the end of the day, it is not good to have your only meal in the morning be coffee, because it's like you get to 12 p.m. and you're wondering why you can't focus on anything. So I'm really growing up. I've really realized that one. All right, we're kind of wrapping up the list. Number 18 is when you're with your friends, you should get off your phone. This is something that I realized in my teenage years, is I think I spent a lot of times with people and with my friends that in hindsight I really liked and liked spending time with, just sitting on my phone. And I know we all are looking for friends that like we can just lay in bed with and sit on our phones, but the fact is when you're with your friends, you should get off your phone. Same goes with your family. Basically, just like in my 20s, I want to get off my phone way more. Okay, number 19 is never judge people, because you will likely go through the same thing at some point in your life. I really have realized that growing up, from being an early teen to now being in my late teens to now being almost 20, is all of the things that when I was younger I would judge people for, I have ultimately now experienced and wish that I didn't silently judge people for. For example, dating a toxic guy. When I was younger, I was like, oh my gosh, how could you possibly stay in a relationship where a guy is manipulative towards you? Well, guess what I went through when I was 18 and 19? Well, guess what I went through when I was 17 and 18 and 19? Dating toxic guys that made me feel like shit about myself. And I have gotten through that now. Hopefully. I've gotten through that now. And I wish that when I was younger, I didn't judge people so hard on the experiences that they were going through, because at the end of the day, you want to go through these experiences so then you have these experiences and life lessons under your belt. So, you know, ultimately, I guess this is just how life works. Someday you can teach your kids, but also then you can tell your podcast. Just kidding. All right, number 20 is my life motto for ever and ever and ever, and I tell myself every single day when I feel anxious about things and when I feel like things are getting out of hand, which is the concept of everything happens for a reason. Listen to that again, everyone. Everything happens for a reason. Every single experience that I experienced in my teenage years have ultimately, no matter how shitty they were, ultimately benefited me now that I am older. Every single experience, every single person, every single situation I've been in, every single thing in the moment that felt so scary to me or felt like I could never get out of it or felt like I was like so overwhelmed with anxiety and like it was crowding in on me and my life, all of that ultimately happened for a reason. So then I can sit here and take those life lessons and bring them into my 20s. And so I think like wrapping up this part of the episode is that whenever you're in a situation where it feels really out of hand, know that everything happens for a reason and that you are going to get through it. Trust me, look at me. I've been through a lot of different things and I got through it and I live to see another day. And I can sit here and know that everything happens for a reason. So yes, that is the list of the 20 things that I've learned in my 20 years of living. Okay, everyone. I am so excited to dive deeper on all of these topics that I talked about today. And I am so excited and grateful to be back. And if you listen to this whole thing, I love you so much. And I'm so grateful for you. Again, you guys can listen to the podcast, I'll Be Your Sister, on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. My name is Ellie Zeiler. And if you want to talk about this podcast, my DMs on Instagram at Ellie Zeiler are always open to talk. And I love you guys so much. And I will see you next week. And yes, All of Your Sister is back. Let's get it. Okay. Bye, guys. Love you.